we're disappointed, obviously, to have lost another game. I think the work ethic of the players over the 90 minutes was solid. The desire that they were showing to get back in the game and to win the game at 0-0 was clear and evident. I think that the difference between, you know, what we're doing and winning is very slight, but we're stopping the wrong short of the line on a consistent basis at the moment, and we've got to make sure that we change our mindset and get over the line, do a little bit more, not a little bit less, in both possession and in defence. At their end of the pitch, could very easily on a different day have scored through Proctor's header at the set play early, from Lee Holmes's chance when he hit the bar with the goalkeeper's help, and Joe Garner's volley when he went over. And I'm picking three great chances, but there were numerous others where we could have found their net. Defensively, we concede soft goals. You know, we know we don't concede a lot of chances. We organise ourselves quite well around oppositions, but at vital moments, you know, we make errors. Today, Bales has held his hand up. He knows that, you know, he's committed to a front foot challenge when he's lost his full back, and he probably should have held his line together rather than committing. He's a young player. He's learning to play in a defensive system, and, you know, he's going to make the odd mistake, and we've paid a big price for it.
Do you think, from what you've said, do you think you deserved to get at least a point from today's game?
You asked the question. Why did you ask it?
I'm asking you if you believe your side deserved more than what they got today.
Well, you'll have heard me say that you get what you deserve in life and in football. I'm consistent with that. So if you get beaten, don't look for excuses. Don't look for don't look to sort of like cast it away and invite the good old friend luck to be the reason why you haven't got a result. You've got to look at yourselves. And we've all had a good chat in there afterwards. We've had a long, hard look at ourselves. The players have taken a long, hard look at themselves. And I think they all accept that there's little things that are going on, whether it be, you know, a corner that's taken that hits the head of the first man, where you think, you know, we've got good aerial ability. Let's at least, you know, consistently put the ball in the right areas. You know, technical players ought to be able to do that. And when they're not, they've got to take a look at themselves. They've got to get on the training wheel, they've got to work and make sure that simple technical things that they need to be able to get right, that they get them right. And, you know, that's a single example of something that, you know, an individual can do better. And if we, as individuals, all go and get, you know, a few more things right in our game, in defence and in attack, then we can go over the line that is there at the moment. We're stopping short of it, the winning and losing line. And we've got to make sure that as individuals and a collective, we get over it.
John Walsh has just alluded to a lack of confidence in the squad. Is that a factor that's affecting you, perhaps?
Well, any football team, when it's lost some games and when it's not been picking up wins, any football team is hardly going to be at the height of its prowess. You need that break. You need Proctor's header to go in. You need Holmes's shot to go in. And things change very quickly in football. And I think when there is a lack of confidence borne out by the fact that you're stuck in a rut, then, you know, obviously that's going to be a factor. But I think they're all big enough players to concentrate on the job at hand. What you've got to do is make sure that you restore your confidence by getting your work ethic right, by keeping your self-belief right, keeping your togetherness right, and pushing yourselves into a different place. We could very easily have won three games on the bounce. We've just lost, you know, games on the bounce. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we, you know, obliterate the fine margins that are going against us and put them in our favour.
Do you have absolute confidence in this squad that you're going to get out of the situation you're in terms of the lack of wins?
Well, it's a strange question that you ask. When you talk about absolute confidence, people have got to show their character. And, you know, when you're all new together, people's character gets tested. So, you know, I can't speak for every player within our squad. I can't say that every player in our squad is absolutely going to show the character that's required to deal with a situation like this. What I'm sure of is that the character will be spread from the top. And I'm sure that as that character spreads into the players, there'll be plenty of them in there who respond in the right way.